Today we heard the famous words of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And Isaiah tells us specifically that he is speaking of the lands of Zebulun and Naphtali. Those were two of the tribal areas of ancient Israel, named after the 12 sons of Jacob. Zebulun and Naphtali were part of the northern tribes of ancient Israel. And the northern peoples had been conquered by the Assyrian Empire many, many years before the birth of Jesus. The Assyrians came and they carted off the best and the brightest of the people and left their sort of the peasants. And they became intermingled with the Gentile peoples. So they were of a mixed blood, a mixed Gentile Jewish race. They were truly in the dark because they had been conquered, but then their religion had also become defiled. They were very distant from the God of Israel. And Isaiah foresees a day that God will bring them joy and rejoicing, and he will smash their burdens and their oppressors. Then in today's gospel reading, which we have just heard, we're told that Jesus at the beginning of his ministry goes up to the town of Capernaum. Capernaum was one of the larger cities in this land of Zebulun and Naphtali. It was what we would call today a cosmopolitan city. It was a trade route. There were people from many different places in the world living there. Many, many Gentiles. And we're told that by going there, Jesus fulfills this prophecy of Isaiah. Jesus goes to the land that had been in the darkest nights, that had been furthest from God for the longest period of time. The place where the faith had been defiled by the Gentiles. And here, now the light shines because God has come. God himself has come to rescue his people. And what is Jesus rescuing them from? Certainly not their political oppressors, not from their obscurity among the nations of the world, but he's there to rescue them from that distance that they experience from God. He comes to rescue them from their slavery to sin, from that darkness of not knowing God. And we know this because of Jesus' message. When he begins preaching, he says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven as it is at hand." The kingdom of heaven is not a political one. Jesus is not a political Messiah or a military savior. The kingdom of heaven has arrived in the person of Jesus. He is the walking kingdom of heaven. The yoke, the pole, the rod that he has come to smash is our alienation from God. Just as the ancient people walked in darkness in those provinces far away from the Jewish people, we wander in the exiles of our lives. Those are sometimes imposed on us by outside forces, but sometimes they're the exiles of our own choosing. Jesus can and does smash all of these by the power of his cross. The people who walked in darkness are not limited to the days of old, because Jesus saves all of humanity in every age and place. He comes to rescue us from our darkness and bring us into his wonderful light. And sometimes when we walk from darkness into light, the light can hurt. If you've ever walked outside of a movie theater, out into the bright afternoon sky, it hurts our eyes. The dark can be comfortable. But Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has arrived in him." You see, the choice to follow Jesus isn't primarily a choice to follow a moral code or a certain way of living. It indeed has those components. But fundamentally, it is a choice to follow a person. Jesus, who is the walking kingdom of heaven. And we see this played out in the second half of the gospel today. When Jesus called Simon and Andrew, he simply says, "Come after me." He calls James and John. They're busy about their work with their father. And the gospel simply says that he calls them and they leave everything behind and follow him. Jesus doesn't say, "Come and follow my rules and regulations." He invites them into friendship with him. He invites them into a relationship. Once we are a friend of Jesus and we have given our lives over to him, that Christian moral code makes sense. And it's not imposed from the outside, but it's something that we freely and joyfully embrace. Over the last few years, our parish has consciously chosen to use the Alpha program as a way to invite people into friendship with Jesus. Those who come to church regularly, those who have no faith, maybe even those who have fallen away from faith. And before we begin our spring Alpha session, we are hosting an event next Monday evening, a week from tomorrow, entitled A Taste of Alpha, on Monday, February 3rd at 6:30 in the McCall Center. And A Taste of Alpha is a chance to come and see what it's all about. We're going to share a meal together, watch some of the video snippets from the series, and most importantly, we're going to hear the personal testimonies of people whose lives have been changed by their Alpha experience, members of our own community whose lives have been changed. This event next Monday evening is just what the title says. It's a taste of Alpha. Ultimately, we hope you will choose to embark on the full Alpha experience beginning in March, but there are no strings attached to Monday evening. I truly believe that the Alpha experience can be transformative because it opens up a door to friendship with Jesus, or to deepening our friendship with him, all within the community and the support of the greater church. I don't think we should ever tire of hearing Isaiah's words. "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light," because they remind us that no matter how dark things may seem to be, no matter how far we might feel from God, Jesus is among us. He who is the walking kingdom of heaven, and saying to us, inviting us, "Come, follow me."